this point, I want to invite our speaker forward for the night. Tonight's speaker is John Dumke. Where are you at, John? Oh, there you are. I was worried for a moment. Okay, because nobody wants to hear me talk more. I just want to invite John. I don't want to share any more about that because John has a wonderful story, and he has been involved in a lot of things over the years, but there's something really neat that I'm looking forward to hearing him talk about.
Good evening. As Pastor Mike said, my name is John Dumke, and I have been asked to share my faith story through my involvement with the adult mission group called the Hands and Feet of Jesus. This group goes out after severe storms to help people to repair, clean up their homes and properties after disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. On these trips, I have witnessed many God moments, from the number of volunteers giving up their time to help people they don't even know, to how God supports his people in need. I've seen it over and over again, how God's love and compassion fills the heart of the homeowners and the volunteers. We were on a rebuild trip a few years ago, and the rebuilds are where we go back to a site that has been devastated by disaster and rebuild their homes. There are usually several thousand volunteers that come to these rebuilds. It's really big, it's really good. I remember one night, we were in worship, singing, and I felt the presence of God fill me. It was at that moment that my faith took a huge leap forward. It was one of those moments that it's hard to find words for and to explain how I was really feeling. It was almost like I was glowing inside, an outer body experience. And I wish I could say more, but you just can't. You just don't have the words. It was really awesome. There was a second experience that same night that I'll never forget. Near the end of the worship, they turned the lights down. They moved us into small groups. Now remember, there's hundreds of volunteers here sitting in long rows of tables. In each group, we held hands and we prayed softly with each other. The whole room was filled with hundreds of people praying with hushed voices. It was incredible. It makes my hair stand up now talking about it. Now, you've probably heard people say when they returned from a mission trip that they got more out of it than in their experience than they gave. I felt always blessed and happy, and I'm always glad that I went. Mission trips are physical, they're emotional, and spiritual experiences, all at the same time. Working hard, seeing people at some of their more difficult moments in their lives, at the same time, I'm experiencing God's presence in powerful ways. In some ways, a mission trip can feel like you're going on a vacation, getting out of your daily routine, sometimes out of your comfort zone, traveling somewhere new, and spending time with people you don't even know. But there is a big difference. On this vacation, you're surrounded by people, but you quickly discover that you share the same purpose, serving God by serving people. Volunteers I met are incredible people. Imagine a group of individuals who all share the same desire to help others, to honor God through their actions. A common joke that we have is, it feels like going on a family reunion where you actually like everybody. It comes up every single time. Everyone is caring and kind and encouraging and focused on serving others. By the end of the week, you've made new friends that may last a lifetime, even though you probably won't remember their names. That's why we wear name tags. We pray and worship a lot in the morning, noon, and night. When you combine that with spending your days serving others alongside people who share your faith, something powerful happens. Your own faith grows stronger. You begin to see God working through people, through circumstances, and through acts of service. You realize that God is using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. By helping people who are in need, we pray that it strengthens their faith. And sometimes, and more importantly, we see people that don't know Christ begin to ask questions and take steps towards faith. For that week, you truly feel like you are living out what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And it's just an incredible feeling. So I'll leave you with this thought. Mission trips are not for everybody, and that's okay. But each of us has been given gifts and abilities by God. And it's important to look at those gifts and ask yourself, how can I use them to serve him and others? So I'd just like to reread 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And that's my faith story.